yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinion of Newstalk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing erectile dysfunction. For more information, you can always call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. As we always start the show, we just give you a little bit of facts so that you could remember that this year, 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. That's correct. 100,000 people will die from adverse effects, from side effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of American adults have hypertension. 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. I want you to understand that in 1947, there were only 700,000 people with diabetes, and in 1950, 1 million people had diabetes. Now we have 23 million can be diagnosed this year. In 2007, 750,000 joint replacements were done. By the year 2015, we expect to have over 2 million joint replacement just in that 1 year. Last year, there were over 350 million visitors to physicians, but there were 420 million visitors to alternative medical practitioners. That means that people are Googling and they're finding doctors or alternative medical professionals who can help us. That is correct. That means that these people, they're not just happy with being put on drugs. What they want is a cure, and they want to do it naturally. Well, today we are talking about erectile dysfunction. Now, what is erectile dysfunction, or ED? Erectile dysfunction, impotence, is an inability to get an erection or problem keeping an erection firm enough for sex and or a reduced sexual desire that when on an ongoing basis, it usually affects your self-confidence and causes stress and relation problems through creating an issue to you or your partner. How does an erection occur? An erection is an emotional event that begins in the brain. Physical and or mental stimulation cause nerves in the penis, telling the penis blood vessels to relax so that the blood can flow freely into the penis. Once in the penis, high pressure traps the blood within both corpora cavernosa. Those are the heart muscles alongside the penis. This causes the penis to expand and sustain an erection. An erection is reversed when the inflow of blood is stopped and opening outflow channels open, allowing the penis to become soft. ED is frequently related to diabetes. And as we mentioned before, 23 million Americans are going to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. Erectile dysfunction is significantly more common in men who have diabetes and is most often caused by poor long-term blood sugar control, which damages the nerves and blood vessels. One of the worst things that you can take is sugar. Sugar causes inflammation in the body, and sugar is at the root of a lot of our medical problems. Erectile dysfunction can be linked to other conditions common in men with diabetes, such as high blood pressure and heart coronary artery disease. ED is 3 times more common in patients with diabetes mellitus. ED in diabetes is associated with vascular and neuronal factors. Hypoglycemia, which is increased sugar in the blood, is believed to give rise to these microvascular changes. ED in diabetes is strongly correlated with glucose control, duration of disease, and diabetic complications. The incidence increases with increase in age, duration of diabetes, and deteriorating metabolic control, and is higher in individuals with type 2 diabetes than those with type 1 diabetes. ED in men with diabetes often affects their quality of life, and as patients are often reluctant to come forward with their symptoms, losing a great opportunity to correct their ED. Now, you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA Radio. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Remember, the call-in number is 210-559-5959. And our email address is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. And you can also reach us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.twaamc.com or www.become29again.com. Some other cause of ED. Male sexual arousal is an intricate process that involves the brain, hormones, emotions, nerves, sexual arousal, muscles, and blood vessels. Erectile dysfunction can result from a problem with any of these. In most cases, erectile dysfunction is caused by something physical. Specific causes other than diabetes are metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a condition involving increased blood pressure, high insulin levels, body fat around the waist, and high cholesterol. Other causes are obesity and inflammation, low testosterone, tobacco alcoholism and other drug abuse, heart disease, high blood pressure, neurological disorders, Peyronie's disease, which is really a development of a scar tissue inside the penis that caused the penis to curve, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, surgeries or injuries that affect the pubic area or spinal cord, medications such as antidepressants, that's correct, antidepressants, antihistamines, and medications to treat high blood pressure, pain, or prostate cancer. In other words, if you are taking blood pressure medicines or medicines for depression, or if you're taking algae medicines, these can all depress your sex drive and increase your erectile dysfunction. Emotional or psychological causes can interfere with sexual feelings and cause or worsen erectile dysfunction. Depression, anxiety, or other mental conditions can also affect ED. And problems due to money, stress, fatigue, relationships, work, chronic fatigue syndrome, and fibromyalgia. So when your husband goes out and he's stressed at work, or there's money problems and his mind is on other things, it's hard for him to have sex because he has erectile dysfunction from those things. Now, how is erectile dysfunction diagnosed? A medical history and a physical exam are all that's needed before a doctor is ready to recommend a treatment. Common tests for possible underlying problems may include blood tests to check for signs of heart disease, diabetes, low testosterone, hormone levels, and other health problems. A simple urine test to look for signs of diabetes and other underlying health conditions. Ultrasound to check blood flow to your penis. It involves using a wand-like device, a transducer, held over the blood vessels that supply the penis. This test is sometimes done in combination with an injection of medication to the penis to determine if blood flow increases normally. Overnight evaluation test that involves wrapping special tape around your penis before you go to bed. If the tape is separated in the morning, your penis was erect at some time during the night without you being aware of it. This indicates the cause of erectile dysfunction is most likely psychological and not physical. What are the different approaches for treatment of ED? Treatment is often more successful when a man involves his partner. Getting the right treatment for any health problem that could be causing or worsening your erectile dysfunction should be your first step. For years, the treatment has been either medication or drugs or surgery. Today, the regenerative medicine offers you a new approach. Stem cells from your own fat or bone marrow, platelet-rich plasma, PRP, from your own blood can be used to repair the problem rather than putting a band-aid on the problem like drugs like Cialis, Viagra. Those are all band-aids, and they will never make the problem better. As a matter of fact, if you use those, a year from now, your ED or erectile dysfunction will be worse. How can platelet-rich plasma, PRP, treat erectile dysfunction? We use, at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, we give the PRIPA shot or the M shot. What it does, it uses the same PRP that we use for the vampire facelift. And what it does, it can treat the erectile dysfunction using the platelet-rich plasma. The PRIPA shot procedure is non-invasive and doesn't carry the heart health risk that many traditional erectile dysfunction treatments do. The treatment is confined to your penis, does not go anywhere else in your body. The Piper shot uses natural regenerative cells that are drawn from your bloodstream. These cells are refined to just the platelet-rich plasma using a high advanced centrifuge. By administering platelet-rich plasma directly to the penis, the Piper shot, also called the M shot, delivers erections that are firmer, larger, more frequent, and long-lasting. Though PRP, the Piper shot, promotes the growth of new tissue, the results of the Piper shot can help you have better erections or for up to 18 months or longer. If you are interested in finally being erectile dysfunction free with a Piper shot, you can call our office. Now, I want, before we go on, let me remind you that you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, Vernon F. Williams, and you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 AM radio. The call-in number is 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Or you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.twaamc.com. Now, going back to erectile dysfunction. Now, I want all of you to understand that even though you're using Viagra or Cialis or those medications to help with your erectile dysfunction, what you're doing is putting a Band-Aid over the problem. And a year from now, the problem is going to be worse. I want you to understand your penis, it's a muscle. And like all muscle, if you don't exercise it, it will get weaker. All right? If you think having sex once a week or once a month or twice a month is sufficient, no, it's not. You see, normally your penis exercises at night. But it only does that if your testosterone level is adequate. Now, most men that I test between 40 and 80, their testosterone levels are in the 200 to 400 range. 99% of them do. A normal testosterone level is 350 to 1200. And most 29-year-olds' testosterone level is about 1,000. Now, when you go see a doctor and he tests your testosterone level and it's 370, he tells you it's normal and you don't need to get any help, you can exercise a little bit. If you are under 350, let's say you're 300, he puts you on a synthetic testosterone, something like Andropause or Axiron, which he gives you. But he only gives you enough to get your testosterone level up to about 400 to 500, and he's very happy with that level. But I want you to understand, 400 to 500 is not sufficient for your penis to work properly. It's not. You need to be in the 800 to 1200 range for it to work properly. When you are in the 800 to 1200 range, your penis begins the exercise process. Now, what is the exercise process? Normally, when you're sleeping, 60% of the time, you should have an erection. And when you're lying in bed with your partner should be saying, "You were tapping me all night long. I thought you wanted something." That's what your partner should be saying to you. So if you are not having nighttime erections, if when you get up and you go to the bathroom, to use the bathroom, you're not erect, if you wake up in the morning and you don't have an erection, you have a problem, you are developing ED, and your penis is not exercising properly. At the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center, what we do is we make sure that your penis gets exercise. So number one, we optimize your testosterone. We bring your testosterone up to the 800 to 1200 level with natural testosterone, the same that your body has. All right, that's what we do. And because we give you natural testosterone, the same that your body has, your penis starts exercising at night times, number one. Number two, we then give you something called intracavernous pharmacotherapy. Those are injections. They don't hurt, no. I know you right away you think, oh, it's painful. No, it does not hurt. You know, have you ever seen a movie where a guy's walking down the street, he puts his hand on his belly, picks it up and looks at his hand, and there's blood in his hand. He's been shot, and he didn't even know you were shot. Well, we use an auto injector. It goes in your penis. You press a button, and boom, the medicine is in. And guess what? You don't even feel it. About 15, 20 minutes, you have a rock-hard erection, and this erection will last about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. That means that if your mind is on something else, if your mind is on work, if your mind is two states away, you are still going to have an erection. If you actually have an ejaculation, you are still going to have an erection, and it's going to last about an hour. So you should have no problem satisfying your partner. Number one. So we give you those, and normally we give you 10 shots a month or 120 shots for the year. All right. And we tell you to do it 2 to 3 times a week, regardless of whether you use your penis or not. Our goal is to exercise your penis so it works better. Now, on the days that you don't use the injections, we give you a penile dilator. And that's a dilator that pumps, that you put your penis inside, and it you press the pump and it pulls blood into your penis and distends your penis. Well, what's nice about it is that, you know, when you lift weights, you start off with 5 pounds. After 2 weeks, you go to 10 pounds and then you go up to 15 pounds and so on. Well, with the dilator, after a while, you can pull more blood into your penis. And after about 3 to 6 months, you'll notice that your penis is a little bit larger and a little bit longer, and you have more blood supply to your penis, and it works a lot better. All right? So we optimize your testosterone, number one. Number two, we give you the injections. And number three, we give you a dilator to work. So essentially what our goal is to give you an erection every day that will last about an hour every day for a year. And when we do that, what happens is that your penis becomes firmer, harder, a little bit longer, and a little bit thicker. And since your blood flow and your nerve is improved, a year from now, your problem is better. That's what we do. But in addition to that, we also give you the benefits of the testosterone. Remember, testosterone, the number one organ in your body that testosterone affects the most is your heart. Testosterone, number one, strengthens your heart muscle. When it does that, it protects you from heart disease and lowers your blood pressure. I tell my patients that when you're 20 years old, your heart is like an 18-wheeler pulling a Volkswagen. When you're 60, your heart's like a Volkswagen pulling an 18-wheeler. So yes, testosterone, number one, protects you from heart disease. And number two, strengthens your heart muscle. And number three, helps with your blood pressure. That's the first thing it does for you. The second organ that testosterone affects the most is your brain. It sharpens your memory. sharpens your cognitive function, reduces your stress level, helps you sleep better at night, helps protect you from Alzheimer's and dementia, and it helps with your work performance at work. All right? Those are all the side effects of doing the erectile dysfunction program properly. And I know that when you go see a doctor about this problem and he slaps you on that Viagra and that Cialis and you take it just before you have sex, guess what? A year from now, the problem is worse. The problem is worse. Now, of course, testosterone also helps strengthen your bones. It helps make your muscle better, and it helps reduce your belly fat. It also gives you energy, and it increases your sexual desire. So yes, erectile dysfunction can be treated, but it needs to be treated the proper way. All right. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550. Our call-in number is 210-559-5959. My email address is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Or you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.become29again.com. www.become29again.com. Or you can go to our edinstituteoftexas.com website, edinstituteoftexas.com website. Or you can go to our BecomeSexyAgain.com website, because guess what? If your ED problem is taken care of, you become sexy again. Thank you all very much. This is Dr. Williams. You have a great day.